The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 10th of July, 2008. It's the birthday of Marcel Proust, born in Paris, 1871, author of the great long 3,000-page autobiographical novel that we know in English either under the title Remembrance of Things Past or In Search of Lost Time. It's the birthday of the journalist and humorist Finley Peter Dunne, born Chicago, 1867, who created a character Martin Dooley, an Irish barkeeper, for his column. Finley Peter Dunne, who said, "Trust everybody, but cut the cards." And it's the birthday of the short story writer Alice Munro, born Alice Laidlaw in Wingham, Ontario, 1931. Grew up on a farm in the poor part of town. Her father tried to make a living raising minks and foxes. She said, "We lived in this kind of a ghetto where all the bootleggers and prostitutes and hangers-on lived, a little town where nobody was interested in writing or the world of literature. She was, though, and she loved to make up stories. She said, you were never praised for the things you could do well. You were taught to pay attention to whatever you were bad at. But every day on the way to school, she told herself a new story, though she never told them to anybody else. She ran away to go to college, University of Western Ontario, studied journalism, dropped out after a couple of years, got married, had children, became a housewife in the suburbs, a life which she did not care for. She said so many things were forbidden, like taking anything seriously. Life for women was very tightly managed. She was trying to write fiction at the time. She couldn't find time to do it, though she did try to get her kids to nap a lot. She was in her 30s when she and her husband opened a bookstore, and that, she said, made her feel as if she had a function in the real world. She locked herself in the bookstore on Sundays to write, and after nearly 20 years of struggle, she published her first collection of stories, Dance of the Happy Shades, in 1968. Her marriage broke up. She took a trip back to her hometown to care for her aging father. She was only going to stay for a year, but she found that the landscape she had hated so much as a child suddenly seemed like the most interesting place in the world. She said, "People's lives in my hometown were dull, simple, amazing, unfathomable, deep caves paved with linoleum. It did not occur to me as a child that one day I would be so greedy for my hometown to want every last thing, every layer of speech and thought, stroke of light on bark or walls, every smell, pothole, pain, crack, delusion, held still and held together, radiant, everlasting." Returning to her hometown gave her the material that she needed, and she's gone on writing about ordinary people in small-town Canada ever since. Alice Munro, author of Something I've Been Meaning to Tell You, The Moons of Jupiter, Open Secrets, and many other books. Here's a poem for today by W.S. Merwin, entitled Trees. "I am looking at trees. They may be one of the things I will miss most from the earth. The many of the ones I have seen already I cannot remember. And though I seldom embrace the ones I see, and have never been able to speak with one, I listen to them tenderly. Their names have never touched them. They have stood round my sleep, and when it was forbidden to climb them, they have carried me in their branches." W.S. Merwin's poem Trees, from The Compass Flower, published by Macmillan, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.